Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And the first of our Patreon guest hosts, it is Mr. Dan Tiller.
Hooray, hello everybody.
Hooray.
I made it.
Very much
I'm really popular here, hooray. Dan is here replacing Mr. Craigie Jungle Tits. Obviously, he's off to Australia. He's actually in Australia as we speak.
Yeah, Mr. 1%.
Mr. 1% is off in Australia. And we're all here to talk Game Week 11, which is in the can slash bag, and all the upcoming stuff that's happening. Game Week 12, numerical. And we've got your social questions in the middle. We've got a little bit of Timmy Tinker at the end. Fantastic quiz. Dan's in charge of the quiz today.
I'm Quizmaster.
Which I'm very excited about.
And am I representing Craig?
And you're going to be Craig, so if you could pop on some skinnier jeans and have some quinoa at the ready,
exactly.
Then we
on.
Can and get your glasses on. He's having a go, isn't he?
I hope it's
the eyes. Nice. The eyes straight away.
I hope it's like a Tony Hawk themed quiz.
Maybe, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Big advantage.
Something to do with skateboarding. But yes, boys, let us cast our minds back to this weekend. It was, of course,
bloody interesting.
Was it interesting?
Not necessarily from an FPL perspective.
From a football point of view.
No, from football. The games were really good, I thought.
No, they were awful.
Were they?
I would like to say that Southampton. Dan is a Southampton fan.
Yeah, so it's pretty shocking.
Dan. Let's start then. Bournemouth and United. United pull it out of the bag again, only just. They're scraping through by the skin of their tits.
Bloody Martial did a goal, didn't
Bloody
he, again?
Bloody Martial. Five in four.
And even Sanchez.
Yeah, he did. Got an assist. Well, I did a little bit because obviously being the statistician of the FPL community, even saying that as a joke made me feel sick. he's averaged 2.45 points per game this season, Sanchez. So
it's not that good, is it?
It's not. Yeah, I know. That's more than I thought it would be. I think he's had two assists and that's all he's done all season.
What would be interesting is what his stats are per 45 minutes, because United only play half a game, don't they, a week?
Yeah, every week. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. They so consistently do it. After every game, Mourinho comes out, he's like, oh yeah, I spoke to them at half time. So what the fuck?
Speak to him before the game, Jose!
He's too busy, isn't he? He walks to the stadium these days with a hat on, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Guys, I'm here with the stats. You're here with the stat-based jokes. I like it, Dan. Yeah. I like it. It's nice.
On the really famous other football podcast, what's it called? The Totally Football Show.
Oh, yeah.
They were...
The other one.
The other one.
Yeah,
they're just us.
Them guys,
I think.
Doesn't exist. I think they've heard of us. I'm not familiar with them. Yeah.
Just like level competitors. Mm. They were hammering, like everybody does, hammering Mourinho this week, saying that his team are just like a bunch of giants.
Yeah.
And they're really shit. But I think that it's the only way they can play. Think about it. If you're trying to beat Man City, right?
Mm.
They've got a load of little midgets. And they're all super good. They're all like little FIFA people, like FIFA custom characters.
Yeah,
where you've made them tiny, but so their acceleration and their skill can be full.
Like being Oddjob in GoldenEye.
100%.
It's cheating. Oddjob was cheating in GoldenEye. Okay. It was cheating.
So imagine you're playing against somebody who's got a whole team of Oddjobs, right?
Mm.
You can't match them through that. They haven't got the money to go full cheat mode Oddjob on them, right? So the only hope you've got is to do what he did at Real Madrid. Yeah. Bearing in mind, Real Madrid have just won the Champions League three times in a row, is to try and build a team of Globonauts, basically, where you just like get a team that are really big. The only problem they've got now is
I was pretending I knew what Globonaut meant. And I was just kind of nodding.
But so at the minute, they're too slow.
Okay.
But if they keep filling up the team and getting faster, that's the only way I can see.
So you think it's done deliberately to counter the...
it's playing like counter meta.
The tiny, fast... Yeah.
Exactly, they were talking about
big
how...
lumbering shit houses.
Yeah,
because the good thing is, City are good at football and United are shit.
Yeah,
so they're
exactly.
That's the whole way.
But those people get tired as well. That's why the second half is always better, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely, because they've got more stamina. There's more like health bar.
More health bar.
Wow. But that's why they're doing it. And I was like, oh yeah. How can no one see that? That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Give it 10 years, they'll be all right.
All this talk about health bars and stuff like that, I'd like to say that, Dan, you are a very keen gamer, aren't you? So I've got a feeling that there's going to be a lot of talk like this. I appreciated the GoldenEye reference, though. That was the last time I played a computer game, so...
Basically, they want a whole team of Sagats.
Tiger uppercut.
Yeah.
Just making noises now, aren't we? Wilson scores 4-4 now for that lad. He's been a cracking acquisition for myself.
For his price.
Yeah. Oh, it's been mental. The thing, though, out of all of that, that's really... Obviously, we said about Martial scoring, but there's only just been one United clean sheet all season. That is unheard of. I know we say it every week, and we're like, there's still only one. But we're game week 11, there's been one United clean sheet.
I've got a question for you.
Okay. Here we go. It's quiz time already.
Martial.
Yeah.
Right.
Where's he from?
How many points, how many pips has he got up since the start of the season?
Oh, do you know what? I don't think it... Is it none?
That's a trick question. 7. That's just, balls out.
Correct. Is it still 7.5?
Do you know what? I looked, because he went down so much. I think he went 2 pips down.
Yeah.
And now he's pipped back up.
He's got original pippage. Right back. Yeah.
Original pippage Martial.
Get on the bandwagon.
Mm.
It is time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's time.
Pipposaurus.
It's time to do it. Cardiff 0, Leicester 1. Gray with a goal. Lovely stuff. Old Chiggers got the assist and 3 bonus. Is Chilwell still the worst player in the world, as Ash dubbed him?
Probably at the moment.
He's still one of the worst players in the world. Ash called Chigwell last year and said he was the worst player in the world.
Yeah, at the time.
Worst professional footballer in the Premier League, I think is what you said or something.
Yeah.
Worst. He's doing right now.
He's improving. I think he'll get better.
More importantly, was it David Gray with the goal?
Probably David Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
He did the classic thing where he got a goal and then...
She doesn't play football, so...
Got a goal then immediately got booked, which is nice.
Did he?
Oh, of course he did, because he took his t-shirt off.
Well, rules is rules, unfortunately.
And that's it. Rules is written.
But Leicester, nice to see them boys get a win. Everton 3, Brighton 1, Richarlison owners, big payoff finally for them. I am one of them.
I wildcarded him out.
You wildcarded him out? Have you recently wildcarded
him? I did it last week.
Ah.
Oh, you were talking about when's the best time to use it if you've still got it. And I was just like, oh, I've got it. You've got it.
Ah, and you used it and you got rid of Richarlison.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever said get rid of Richarlison.
On the way over here, you did say that by Saturday you had 17 points with 3 players left.
Yeah.
Which is dismal.
It was.
But then it all turned around.
Sterling pulled it together. But Sterling, we can get to that later.
If only the Brexit, Sterling pulling it together.
If Sterling could rebound in real life.
Yeah, if he could really rebound, that would be absolutely fantastic.
it's nice to meet the boffin.
Yeah. Well, he talks Brexit as well, the FPL boffin.
He's so small.
He normally does the Economist podcast.
He's a good lad. Don't ever go out the boffin. Richarlison, 2 goals, 3 bonus. Little Coleman scored. Little Seamus Coleman. Little rare goal for him. And Sigurdsson assist. Decent points for him. He's only 7.5 himself. 7.7% picked. But he's got some really, really good points recently, Sigurdsson. Obviously, when he came to Everton, everyone was like, he's going to be an amazing pick. And he kind of started this season. I think he might have been in my very, very first draft of my team just before game week 1. But he's kind of finally coming good. I think a lot of those Everton players now, they're all starting to play together. The whole of last season, there was just too many changes, too many new players. And it just took them so long to play together as a team. But I think it's starting to kind of come together now.
I think they'll gradually get better. They've got a really mixed set of fixtures coming up, so it's quite difficult.
Yeah.
I think to have too many of them.
Yeah.
Like if you've got Richarlison up front, it doesn't really matter. But like if you go crazy for their players, which is easy to do because they're cheap and could get some big scores.
Yeah.
But then it's like every other week you're fucking yourself.
Yeah, which is never good. Yes. It's not good for your health. It really isn't. My mum told me that. You'll go blind. But dunk-a-dunk with a goal for Brighton, which is always nice to say. Newcastle 0, Watford 1. So Newcastle win. Massive. Fire. Is that their first win of the season? Ever in professional football history?
Probably.
Wow. First one. It's a rare goal, just the fact that they scored, but it's an even rarer goal for Ayoze Perez.
Roberts. brother.
Robert's brother.
Coming back from the dead, yeah. It's good, good role.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a shame to see Newcastle win, to be honest.
But
the table's a bit tight.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know what? It really is. If you look at the table, it's mad how it really is just the good teams and then the shit teams.
Yeah. But they did have... They were the same as West Ham, where they had the fucking nightmare games to start with, didn't they?
Yeah.
Newcastle played anybody good. They played all of them.
Yeah.
So now their fixtures are green all over. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd necessarily want to get someone in, but it's that they haven't got any... You could always... If you've got someone in, like if you've got Perez in, you could play him for the next 10 games.
Yeah.
You'd never have to swap him out.
But how much is he?
6.1?
Yeah, he's someone better.
Cheapest tips.
Wow.
Danny Ings.
Well, you can't... Exactly. Is my point. You're going to get
to him. How much is Danny Ings?
5 million?
It's five.
If he was 0.5, maybe.
Although Ings, I mean, we are going to get to it, but Ings scored his first goal for since game week 5 this week.
There were still some people with him in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I bet you got Ings in here.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Ings. Card. You wild card, and you kept in Ings.
Oh, you put him on the bench.
You're a madman. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So Ayoze Perez first goal this season for a striker is mad.
Yeah.
In game week 11.
Well, Shane Long's not scored for about 7 years, and he's a striker.
Yeah, but he doesn't play, does he? Does Shane Long
plays
play?
Every game, plays a bit, pretty much. Yeah.
Shane
he
Long,
works hard, though.
Charlie Austin, and Danny Ings, they're all basically the same person, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like you've got these three sort of like part-time strikers.
Yeah. That's it. One of them warms the injury bed, and the other two run around.
And they run around for a little bit, going, no, just swap with me, swap. I've sprained my vagina. West Ham 4, Burnley 2. That was a decent game, though, as I enjoyed
that. Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
There were loads of good games, I thought. This was like really good. Made it really interesting because we kept letting them catch up. We were like, you know, you have to do. You have to level out a little bit. Like, you have a goal, we have a goal.
Well, you were outplaying them. You were outplaying them, but they just kind of kept nearly scoring.
Yeah, kept sort of accidentally getting a goal.
Mm. Anderson played really well, though.
He
was fucking outstanding.
Yeah, he's really good.
Two goals for him.
It's quite inconsistent, though.
First goal for Arnautovic in 4 weeks. I've got a mate at work who's got Arnautovic and just stresses about him all the time, going, oh, fuck, he's not doing anything. He's been poised to get rid of him for ages, but he did score. And if he's back in, you know, playing, I don't know if he played 90 minutes, but...
Yeah, I think he did.
Did he?
No, I don't think he did. But he has played, like, he was injured last week, and then played 90 minutes 3 times out of 4.
Yeah, he's quite highly picked, really. He's over 19%. Yeah, he's about 20%.
Yeah.
7.1 mil. But he's got 50 points so far this season.
That's good.
I think if you've got the money... Bad. Like, he's another one who's definitely used to getting. We've got the Huddersfield, Newcastle, Cardiff, Palace for the next five games. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Bring him in.
And we're a total one-man team, basically, as far as getting goals are concerned.
Anderson.
What, Anderson, you're thinking?
Yeah, no, he's like, if you take Arnautovic out of the team, we would never score. We've got no chance.
Hernandez. Little Hernandez scored for you, his first of the season as well.
Yeah, it's like a non.
Gudmundsson and Wood's first of the season as well. All these strikers scoring their first goal of the season in game week 11.
I tell you, someone who is interesting, let me see if I can pull up the stats. You know, one of our midfielders got injured. Ukrainian guy, how are you with West Ham's Ukrainian midfielder? Situation.
I was with him for dinner, I think.
Relatively familiar, yeah. I've heard whispers about
Yarmolenko. So, the guy who replaced him, who's got a name, is really...
This is why we need Craig.
He's really low-picked percentage.
But is that because he's rubbish?
No, I think he's going to come through. I was trying to find the stats on him, but I can't. The other midfield, Diangana.
Oh, okay.
Is 4.5 million.
Yeah.
And he's 0.1% picked.
Cheap as tits.
That is. He's got 5 points and 3 points in the last 2 games. I think if you've got that life's... If you're looking for a bonus transfer.
Yeah. If you've just wild card.
Well, you want to save some... If you're thinking of getting Salah in for November, then this could be your trade-up partner.
Yeah. Because I'm really thinking about Salah. Again, we're going to get to it because obviously Liverpool at home to Fulham is triple captain material
for me. If you're doing full balls deep into November, then you can get in Diangana.
13.
Yeah, be a trade-off.
Yeah, 13 and 4.5. Do the maths.
Yeah.
17.5 probably or something.
And then he can sit on the bench all November and then by the end of it, you'll be like, shit, he got quite a lot of points. I wish I'd played him ever.
Yeah, and then you'll just be really annoyed with yourself and us for taking that advice. Arsenal 1, Liverpool 1. Good game. First game of Match of the Day on Saturday, which I was quite surprised at because obviously it wasn't the biggest scoring game of the weekend or indeed Saturday. Arsenal continue the undefeated run. Yes, please.
Yeah,
so
good little resurgence, isn't it?
I was quite happy with that. Yeah, I must say, I didn't see us beating Liverpool. I would have taken a draw before the game. So, you know, ultimately that was decent for me. Lacazette late goal, fifth of the season for him. Pulling it together, these boys at the front, Lacazette or Aubameyang. Not many points between them, but quite a bit in price if you're trying to.
Who would you have to save a few pennies?
I've been looking today because I'm contemplating getting rid of Kane. Every time I get rid of Kane, he scores.
Yeah.
Every single time. And I think, fuck, what have I done? And then I scrabble to try and get him back. But
he hasn't scored many, though, has he? He scored this week.
Lacazette.
Kane.
Oh, so Kane, we're getting to it. I have a fantastic stat coming up, actually.
Oh, nice.
Kane scored 6 so far this season. Lacazette scored 5.
Ooh.
And Aubameyang has scored 5, I believe.
It's not much in it then, is there?
No, not at all. And Kane has only scored 6. But it's like the thing that Craig says. He's like, between now and the end of the season, Kane will probably score another 30 goals. Will Lacazette score another 30 goals between now and the end of the season? No.
Yeah.
In a million fucking years. But then the money you save, and if you spend that on Mane, you know, you can upgrade Mane, you know, someone like Fraser to Mane, if you could do that, then it would be worth it overall. But
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, rare Milner goal for Liverpool. None of the big Liverpool boys scored.
Yeah, it's a
blooming awful. And no points for Mane owners. Firmino hasn't done anything for about 8 game weeks.
Yeah, I wish I'd known that before I brought him in.
You didn't even
a wild card?
Yeah.
Fucking
what
hell.
What do you want?
You wish you'd known. Look at his stats.
Yeah. I just saw the number.
We talked about it for ages on last week's podcast.
I did listen. That's why I think I brought him in, because I was like, they've been talking about Firmino.
They mentioned the name Firmino. Yeah. I'm going to get him in.
Yeah, yeah.
They keep talking about Firmino, the Fulham defence, and yeah. all this. Yeah,
yeah, this Wazalewski guy. Wallace. I've tried
where
to find him.
He?
I can't find him on it. I don't know. Yeah. Where is Wallace?
If only there was a weekly
If only
update.
There was a weekly update. Well, sadly, there isn't anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was all right. But yeah, no, nothing for Salah and the lads. But like I say, they've got that really tasty fixture coming up against Fulham this weekend. So I'm certainly looking at bolstering my Liverpool, whatever you call it, representation. Wolves 2, Spurs 3. This was a decent game. Neves with a goal. It's only his first good point since game week 1.
Yeah.
But he's still massively picked, like 17-18% picked or something.
I had him in week 1.
Did you?
There was so much bigging up of kind of him and Jota at the start of the season. It's like getting in, he's cheap.
You know what? I might have had him as well.
Yeah, I have binned him off since, but I think there was like...
Just because he's cheap and everyone's like, I can't, it's boring to get rid of someone that cheap for someone equally as cheap. So he's probably just warming a lot of benches.
Well, get rid of him, save half a mil and get Dean Garner in.
Dean Garner.
For the big points. Neves is really good. Like, he's holding midfielders don't really get points, do they? Is the thing. And he's mega good. But he only scores from mega long shots or set pieces.
There's a lot of megas there.
Mega. So there was another stat from another podcast where he said that he'd only touched the ball once in the opposition box.
What podcast is this?
Also, whatever it was.
All right. That's right then.
And it's the first time... It's the first time that he's touched the ball in the opposition penalty box all season.
Okay.
Wow. So,
what's he doing?
What's he been up to?
Yeah, just walking around.
So,
do you reckon they should give an extra point if you score outside the box?
Well, I think, he'd probably do quite well.
I'll tell you what, that's not a bad shot. That's the sort of
thing.
In
the game or in football?
No, in fantasy. Why not?
You get two goals if you score out the box. That sounds like a Don Monaghan voice clip question from last season. Hi, guys. Just wanted to know, if you think it's a good idea, guys, if you get an extra point if you score outside the box, or if you score with your eyes shut, what do you reckon, guys? Let me know. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That is so much better. Your impression has got way better. He doesn't sound like a drunk.
In the car on the way over it. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, I was just going, how's this? Give me marks out of 10.
Shut your eyes whilst you're driving and tell me who you think
and open
I am.
Your mouth and tell me what...
He doesn't sound like a drunk Michael Bisping anymore.
That's Michael Bisping like that. You're different. Michael, fuck off, bastard. There is no fucking Jesus. we're getting really good at impressions now, aren't I? Maybe I should do my own show. let's talk. Where were we? Wolves Spurs, yes.
So it's Palace Chelsea next.
No other games happened.
Yeah.
I just want to say about that. Yeah, so Kane gets one goal, just enough maybe for the Kane captain, as I don't know. Although it's his first goal since game week 7, which is mental. Moura and Lamella with goals. And Son assist. Now, I was hearing, I think I saw on Twitter someone saying about how Son really comes into his own Dirty phrase, isn't it? How he really comes into his own this sort of end of the year, from sort of October until the start of January. And I remember last year I contemplated using my triple captain on him, but I actually used it on Kane and fucked up, and I should have used it on Son. But Son, for some reason, at the end of this year, yeah,
that's interesting,
comes into his own
when the clocks change. It resets his body clock.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's just amazing.
Regenerises
him.
Dunked out of the Champions League yet?
They're very close to be. They may be, as we record.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't know what the score is.
Oh, but they'll still have to play the rest of the Champions League fixtures. Yeah. There's still three left for them.
I don't know. I'm not interested in.
Because they've got a really thin squad.
It's all about
squad,
the Europa League, mate. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. Victor, you've been talking about for years.
Yeah, of course.
That and the FA Cup are the best things there is.
Three out of the four, you know, that we won, they were massive.
Yeah, that's what they call doing the treble, isn't it? We win
if
just
win
the
three. If you just only win the FA Cup 3 out of 4 years, that's better than the treble.
Yeah,
if anything, because it's more difficult to do.
Yeah, the invincible treble.
It's known as the invincible treble.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep an eye on Sun. I'm just going to say to everyone, I'm going to say that at this point now, because I, as I just said, saw it on Twitter. So
you're going to bring him in. Put your money where your mouth is.
Put my money where my son is.
Do, do, do.
I don't know if that makes... maybe, yeah, might do. Although I can't really... There's no real Tottenham players that are of any interest. Like, I've got Kane and I hate myself for it. Just doesn't do it. It's like I've sold my soul as an Arsenal fan to getting Kane, and he just annoys me every week.
I think you could wait 3 weeks and then they've got this total shit team of losers. And then when they
I've just seen. Should have got it from the tone. We were talking about Arsenal.
Oh, it's got the dream. No, it wasn't actually. They've got Arsenal. And then
4 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it in the count. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Bring in 6 Tottenham players for that week.
Yeah. If it's possible, please do. Right, we've got to talk about it. City 6, Saints 1. Dan, how do you feel about that, mate?
Wasn't happy.
No.
Wasn't happy. I was washing the car whilst listening to us get drubbed, and I just wanted to stick my head in the
bucket. Were you just washing it with your tears?
Yeah, exactly. That was quite good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the cleanest that car's ever been. Yeah, 90 minutes worth of tears.
It's great, yeah. If anyone has a matte black car, cleaning it with tears of unhappiness.
Unhappy Saints tears. Yeah, the tears of a saint. That would be a good name for an album if you're releasing any music. Or
teams.
Yeah, the tears of a saint.
But yeah, no, awful. Just
or a James Bond film.
They score straight away, basically.
Yeah, I think it was an own goal as well. I think we were just like, oh, we're going to play hard this week, so we'll give you a one goal head start.
Yeah, and then you better be careful, because then we're coming for you. Although, the aforementioned Danny Ings did score.
He did get a penalty, but anyone could score a penalty, aren't they?
You can score penalties,
no.
Mate, can't
no,
we?
Yeah.
It was a bit sweet, because I finally took the armband off of Sterling.
Oh, I put it on him.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Like, we're gonna get douched.
That's where you got all your points.
So I was happy because
my
FPL team did well, but my real life team, I don't care about that much anymore. Didn't.
Yeah.
Win-win then, really.
Yeah.
Sterling did have a belter. He's 2 points behind Hazard as the top scoring midfielder.
He's so small picked as well.
He's
so small.
Or you don't even need
full
the
stop
rest
picked.
Of the sentence. Yeah, he's so small.
I think, is it Hoyt? Wesley Hoyt?
Hoot. Yeah.
Hoot.
Hoot. He got 8 and then 7 in his last 2 games.
Did he?
So I thought people would have brought him in to get really fucked over by -3.
He's like one of the worst people I've ever seen play football.
Really?
But sorry if he's listening.
But is he worse than Chiggers? Can we say that he is...
He's the official.
Bad that he scored 8 points. Hoot. Then scored 7. So after getting an 8 and a 7, his net transfers were down. People actually took him out of the team.
Yeah, they'd seen what he was doing.
15 points in 2 weeks and people were like... Nah, fuck off.
He's going. That's weird. Has that ever happened before?
I don't know. Can't happen too often, I shouldn't think.
Aguero, obviously, big captain choice. He was the most captain player in that game week. I, myself, captained him, of course, being the FPL boffin that
I am. Triple captain?
No, I didn't.
People were saying to do
There was a few. Yeah, there's always some. And I maintain, I say it probably on every episode, that you don't need to triple captain on a double game week.
It just depends whether you want to do well or not.
I didn't triple captain on a double game week this season, did I?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tell everyone that doesn't know, follow us on Twitter, what happened when you triple captained.
Aguero scored a hat trick and got 2 assists.
Bang.
Bang.
Life.
Job done.
Yeah.
Life. There we go. Don't need to say any more than that. Sané has scored 3. He scored in 3.
Out of 4 games.
Out of the 4 games that he played 90 minutes. So he's only played 90 minutes four times. He scored three out of those. He started hitting form. And obviously, KDB got injured again, didn't
his
he?
His other knee went, didn't it?
Is it? It's not. Oh, it's a different knee.
It's his third knee.
He's injured his third knee. Well, how's your luck? Oh, his third knee. No, I just assumed it was the same knee.
No.
Fuck. Oh, mate, how's your luck?
Yeah, so he's out for like three weeks? Three something, I think.
Oh,
3 knees.
Decades. Incredible. They're really struggling with that, aren't they? Like, they're only going to win every 5-1.
Exactly, yeah. I just feel bad for him.
I saw a stat. I don't know where it was. But since Man United last scored 5 goals in a game, Man City have done it 28 times.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
That is a good stat. So.
That's crazy. Well, that just shows, doesn't it, really? Massive, yeah. And a little goal for Ings. 5.5 mil, 5% picked. Is it worth it? Oh, I suppose if you're gonna do like user. Oh, Hughesy, you want Hughesy out? Yeah, part of the Mark Hughes out?
I was all up for him coming in to save us, but I was never really in for him being full time manager.
Is Hughes like a Southampton legend?
No, he played for us, but it doesn't automatically make you a legend.
No, I'm not asking questions, I don't know.
Glenn Helder played for Arsenal, but you couldn't call him a legend. That noise there was a million Arsenal fans pissing themselves going, what a well-observed joke, Tom.
Yeah, kind of. I was waiting for a third word. Glenn Helder Apple.
Oh, that would have been good. There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why you're here for sort of like the alternative comedy
yeah,
jokes.
No, it doesn't work, does it? I might not be here in the second half. Jokes. Dan had to leave.
Dan had to leave because he made one of the worst jokes that ever happened.
It's really, really suffering from severe eye pain.
No, I like that. That was a good joke.
Yeah, Hughes out.
Hughes out.
Koeman back.
Koeman back.
Oh,
do you really
want
Koeman back?
I'd love him back.
Yeah, yeah.
They should never have got rid of him.
The stats under him, we were, yeah. But he wanted money and we're tight because we're not owned by billionaires.
Imagine that, wanting to get paid.
I know, for doing a good job.
But in fairness to them, like the board, how can they afford it? They just keep such a tight rein on all their players.
We don't make any money.
Yeah, they never sell any of their players. They're like, we'd rather go bust than get rid of one of these young players.
Yeah.
So how are they going to have any cash?
Exactly. Liverpool have been funding them for how fucking long?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Finally, the last game. Chelsea 3, Palace 1.
The penultimate.
Morata. Oh, sorry. I do apologise. Yeah, it's almost like that final game didn't happen, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shocker. Morata, brace. There we go. This is the stat. He has now scored just one less goal than Harry Kane.
Oh.
That's Morata.
Big.
Yeah, and it was when I discovered that stat that I realised, what am I doing? Why have I got Harry Kane? Why have I got him? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? 4-4 for Morata, which is fucking mental. But then Chelsea are playing so well, and who would have called that? Morata is only 8.7 mil. That is cheap for... If you're going to class him as a premium striker and still have an Ings, so if you've got your Ings and Morata, then you're freeing up a fucking lot of money.
Well, he's the same thing I was saying about Arnautovic and why Kane's good. If you've got a team, you've just got one striker, which effectively Chelsea have.
They do, yeah.
If they do anything, they're worth it, as long as they're not majorly mentally priced, which is the problem with Kane, is that he's so expensive, he has to do well.
Yeah.
Whereas for 8.7, I think Morata is,
yeah,
he doesn't even need to do that well to be a good...
A couple of two-point game weeks, but like I say, 4-4 for him. So if he's hitting form,
yeah,
and you know, he was... I think it was your tip for the season last year.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah, it says on our website.
Oh.
It was like, my tip of the season last year for like 2017/18 is Morata. He's going to be great. And he was obviously crap.
It always takes a year or so for
him to bed in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just way ahead of my time.
But that's
Chelsea
true.
Are silently going about the season pretty well, aren't they?
Oh, there's mate.
Loads of their players. I mean, I've got Alonso and Hazard, and I've got Barkley as well.
Yeah.
They're all scoring fairly good points for not out of this world money. Well, actually, Alonso's shit ton.
He is now. I mean, I've got Alonso. I've had him. He's been my special boy this season.
Yeah, I've had him.
He is my absolute special boy. He's getting good points every single week. Like, they didn't get a clean sheet, but he picked up two of the bonus points.
You could captain Alonso all season long and do quite well.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. Hazard makes a little cameo. Everyone was saying about him being injured and stuff. First touch, assist.
Yeah.
Not bad.
If you've got, assuming you've got Aguero and then Wilson, which probably everybody has, and then you've got like somebody that's left.
Yeah.
Probably, say, Firmino. Him and Morata have got exactly the same points now.
Who? Firmino?
Firmino and Morata.
Have they?
Both on 39 points, and Morata's barely played.
Nice. Yeah, and Firmino has played, and but hasn't got good points.
And it's half a mil more expensive.
Game is that since he had is that guy's finger in his eye? Do you think it's made him, like, maybe wonky? So now every time he kicks the ball, it goes, like, 4 degrees to the left.
Just ever so slightly.
Yeah.
That's why he hasn't scored, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
His controller settings are slightly off.
That's now, it, yeah. Recalibrating.
Oh, yeah.
If Jurgen's listening, maybe we've just... You know,
maybe we've sorted
Pokemon the other eye.
Pokemon the other eye to even idea. It out. Yeah. That's a great shout.
Oh, imagine if Jurgen's going to
a big queue. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, turns up off the team bus on Saturday like that with a patch on. Jurgen's got a bandage on his finger.
Like some sort of comedy skit where he goes to do it, then yeah. accidentally does it twice, and he's like, "Oh fuck, I've got to even out." Oh shit,
does it?
Which eye did I do? Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, turns out just remove his eyes.
Yeah.
And he plays the football with a bell in it now.
So his name would be...
But they're still good.
Mro.
Without any eyes.
Exactly.
Such well done, good Tom. Jokes. Oh, such good God. Jokes. And then finally, Huddersfield 1, Fulham 0. Fulham are just shit, aren't they? No Mitrovic goal since game week 6.
First home goal
for Huddersfield.
I'm really surprised how shit Fulham are.
Mm. We've got them in 2 weeks, so load up on Fulham players.
Ah, now is the time.
Yeah. Mitrovic, though, yeah, I've binned him in my wild card. I'd been with him for a while because he got like 5 goals this season, yeah. I think.
He's still on 50 points.
Yeah, it's good points return, but
yeah.
Fulham are just
hasn't done anything for the time. A while.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about them changing their manager and stuff, so I just think they're going to struggle for a bit.
Well, I mean, they've got, what is it, Liverpool, Southampton, Chelsea, Leicester, Man United. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
They've also, yeah, there's a lot of talk about Big Sam going there, maybe, or...
I hate that merry-go-round.
It is, yeah. Oh, do you know what? It is pretty much the same. I think it was a Sport Bible or someone Pardew. Tweeted. Yeah, Pardew's linked, Moyes is linked, everyone's linked. It's just the same guys, just rotating. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that if you're a Fulham fan, start of the season, they're doing well, playing nice football. This is going to be really good. Bam!
They've only
Big
won
Sam
one
in.
Game, though, all season. So yeah. I don't get that, this doing well at the start of the season, because they weren't.
Yeah, but they were still playing well, weren't they?
Yeah, but is that enough? Like, you look back at the stats, is playing well good enough?
Yeah. Like, West Ham were playing well, but losing. But then you get
yeah, but
used
you've
to...
come good.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's
Fulham
why...
haven't,
well, it's
they?
The same as the old Southampton manager. That's why I shouldn't have fired him. Because they were playing well, and eventually they would come good. You have to give it time.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Yeah, just fucking trigger. So trigger happy. It's unbelievable. Yeah. You just wildcard the whole squad out. Sell them all. Get him in. Yeah.
Just bring in Firmino.
Exactly. Just getting a whole load of journeymen in. Why not? But so you think they should get Moyes in?
Who?
Fulham.
No, they should keep their manager.
I think Moyes is
the odds
on favourite.
Because then they can go down
favorite.
And we can stay up.
Oh, I see.
You know, I'm happy for there to be three
shit
teams.
You're happy for them to be shit. Okay.
Yeah, keep it going.
Interesting. Talking about some guys who aren't shit, let's do the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League.
Nice.
The mini league, obviously brought to you by monstershop.co.uk, with prizes, a PS4 bundle for the overall winner, plus monthly Manager of the Month prizes. We've got a Manager of the Month to announce as well, lads.
Holy shit.
We have, yeah, for October. Obviously, you can join with the pin 4817-1594. Or the auto-join link, thegaffertapes.com/join. Let's do the top 10. Dan, do you want to read the top 10, mate?
I'll give it a go. I know go it's on. Hard every week.
There's no way you could do it any worse than me.
Do you want me to do it backwards?
That would be silly and time-consuming. So please
from the
just...
bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant read all the names backwards. And I was like, that is going to take... I mean, it's hard enough reading them forwards, like, a lot of them.
Shut up. I'm going to do all of them
backwards. Yeah.
CF Nugra.
That would be silly and time-consuming was what I diplomatically said.
We have to cater for the 5% of listeners who listen to the whole podcast in reverse.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
A well-known ailment that people suffer from. Okay, so in number 10 is Bargain FC, who doing Shanbaz Anwar.
That's not bad.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sorry.
You just have to do what Craig does. Just
hammer through.
Assume that it's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
At number 9 is Mr. Dang FC by Mr. Dang. Oh, my God. I'm going to get this right in a minute. Right. Number 8, Orenburg with Orenburg 93, who did quite well this week, actually, didn't he?
81 points. Nice. Yeah.
At 7, Alamut, Gurban Murat. Mohiradov.
Just say the name of the team sometimes.
Yeah, let's
it's
do
fine.
That. Let's do that. Oh, my God. Look at the next one, though. Number 6. Haikovoren Palo.
Yep.
Number 5, Team Carp. 99-point week. What a week.
Oh, that's massive.
Yeah, best performance in the top 10. Number 4, he's dropped down a place. It's N3O, or she. At number 3, Catch Me If You Killian. Number 2, Cornered Tigers. And at number 1, still, is Milimax.
Milimax, Mijon Bajic. And the manager of the month for October, we teased it last week. Oh, Christ.
You can read this one, Tom.
It's two people on the same points. This has never happened before. They're on exactly the same points.
Oh, shit. Amazing.
It is wonderful. Seva Sadovsky and Poise 007 in... both in first. So I can't read. I do apologise, but you'll know if it's you. So get in touch. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com and we'll get you some vouchers for monstershop.co.uk.
Well done, guys.
Which is incredible. And finally, just before we go, we do our positions. Ash, still top, still daddy on G-Wing, 1,848th in the Gaffer Tapes League, which really isn't bad as we're closing in on 10,000 members. All members. Dan, you're doing better than me, mate. You're sitting in between me and Ash.
How many points is there between us, Drake?
Glad I'm
there. Can't be many.
You, yeah.
Do you know what? There's got to be. There's. Must I would say with that. So Dan's in 1,959th. There can only be a couple of points between you.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in 2,654th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Craig, 5,778.
Did he have a
bad
week?
16 click wanky. Didn't have a great week.
Does Craig know you've got to get to number one? Like the smallest number is
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, I don't think he realises. Yeah.
Oh, he's playing the game in reverse.
Yeah. Very much. Very much so. And Mr. Dominic Monaghan, the aforementioned Dominic Monaghan, 2,189 for the Gaffer Tapes League.
He's
between me and you, which is where
I'm
sure.
In the car on the way in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Craig Hazel got 57 points.
Yeah, he didn't do great.
Oh, he took a 4-point hit as well.
He did, I know.
Oh,
fucking it's because
lunatic.
He made, obviously, his big mistake last week, and then he had to get Wilson in.
Oh, yeah.
He had to make amends. So he's probably thinking, I'm on it now. I'm here. I'm in Australia. I've got my skateboard.
That's why he does everything upside down, isn't it?
He's in Australia.
Bloody hell, it all makes sense.
He's not got a bad team. He's starting 11. Fabianski in goal, fair enough. Trippier, Van Dijk, Pereira. Madison, Mane, Richarlison, Barkley. Wilson, Kane, Aubameyang.
Yeah,
it's not that bad a team,
no,
is it?
It was a funny week, though, wasn't it?
But yes, that was part one. We will be back in part two, the social segment, where we've got lots of lovely things planned for you. And then, obviously, we're here in part three for a bit of a quiz, preview the next game week, and there's going to be some kind of diary of a fictional 9-year-old as well, which is going to be fantastic. So we will see you shortly.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom.
Yeah.
And Dan.
Yeah.
Still no Craig, obviously.
He hasn't zipped back from Australia. Yeah.
No. So Dan is a patron of the podcast. He supports us at patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Well done, Dan.
Thank you. Yes.
If you want to go on there and support us for $7 a month, it would be cool and help us.
And you get a chance to come on and do what Dan's doing.
Yeah.
Tell some jokes about apples.
Nude.
In the nude. Exactly. Oh, yeah. We didn't say that at the start. Dan is completely naked. He's not happy with it.
Yeah.
But we said that has to happen if you want to come on the show. Yeah. It's what happened when Dominic Monaghan was on. Yeah. What happened when Doc Brown was on.
We were going to open another tier where you could pay more and not be naked, but people just weren't interested.
Yeah.
That was the only, they basically wanted the nakedness. So
exactly, yeah.
It was out.
They demanded it.
We've got some social questions to go through now.
Mm-hmm.
In a little section Tom likes to call...
Tweets for my tweet!
Who was asking?
Oh, I tell you what. Well done.
That's pretty
good.
Done.
Well, we got one from FPL Skateboard. Now,
that's it.
Someone has created an account called FPL Skateboard, and their profile picture is Craig's feet on a skateboard taken straight from the Daily Mail website. God bless him. God bless him. Lovely. And we looked, and they've only sent one tweet. It's the first tweet they've ever sent. So, I mean, it might be Craig. Probably not. It's going to be one of the old listeners, I would have thought. But brilliant. Thanks for getting...
Maybe it's Brian Coates.
Imagine if whatever happened to Coatsy. But a decent question. Is it finally time to ditch Bobby Firmino, and would Morata be a good long-term replacement? #FPL.
Dan.
Yes.
What are your mad thoughts on this?
No, I mean, I've got to get these answers the right way around.
Off air, we just had a quick look at our overall scores, like game week history in the past, like previous seasons. And Dan's is all, you've never
That's
been,
amazing,
you've never done better than 1 million. Although, so we were looking at me and Ash were looking at Dan's overall position at the end, and they're all like 1.6 million, 1.6 And he was looking at his score. So at one point, he thought, I finished 2,000th in the world
every year.
Every year I'm in the top 2,000. That's mad.
And it would all really be down good. To you guys. The only reason I play FPL is because of the gaff tapes.
Really? Oh mate, that's lovely.
I was really annoyed because I assumed that Dan would be loads higher every season than Tom.
And you looked and you were outstanding. Is that a word? Outstanding.
Didn't stood out.
Stood out.
No, neither of those.
You outstanding doesn't is the word, is it? What's happened? I can't think of words. Yeah, you can believe my ranks every year.
It's pretty good.
Decent, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of top, you know, top 250,000.
Yeah, yeah. Occasionally. Every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Right, Bobby Firmino.
No, keep him.
Morata. Do you think? Yeah. Well, they've got them fixtures, haven't they? They've got their nice
they've got
fixtures.
Five games. Yeah.
This is why. So we were having a little chat about this during the break. Mm. This is why I suddenly wanted to check Dan's game week history after he said that you should definitely keep Firmino.
Yeah.
And we both said you should definitely ditch him for Vardy.
Yeah, I think so.
Or Morata.
No, that's a question coming up later.
They've both got the same amount of points, haven't they, Firmino and Morata at the moment?
Yeah, but then Morata hasn't played that much. At one point, he was being heavily rotated with Giroud. And Firmino's played a lot, and he just hasn't scored.
He was out with his eye as well.
That's true. He was out with his eye.
Why not have them both and bin someone else?
That's an unorthodox answering of the question. But that's what we've come to expect from you, Dan. After your jokes and stuff.
So you're going to keep Firmino?
Yeah.
Over Morata.
Oh, it's tough, man. Yeah, maybe out of the two, maybe give Firmino a go. Because if he is going to score, fuck me, he's going to do it in the next couple of games. Certainly against Fulham this weekend. Maybe give Firmino a go.
But then you've got Everton as well. Chelsea. They've got to play them both in like a Thunderdome style clusterfuck.
Yeah, but this
is just 3 games time.
Free team
right, keep Firmino for the Fulham game because I think it's going to be an absolute routing. Is that a word?
Yeah, it is. What you do to your kitchen.
Yeah. Technically, that's
he's
routing.
On fire.
That is grouting. But,
no, it's routing.
Is it?
Yeah, you route wood.
Ah, I think we were talking about grouting.
That's what I thought as well.
The grouting takes. Yeah, let's just carry on.
The grouting tape. That's good. Write that down. That's the episode name. Okay, so yeah, Bobby Firmino, I think stick with him for a week, see what happens.
Well, Ben, you're the best player, apparently.
Numerically speaking, yeah. And technically, yes.
Yeah. You're the oldest. You know, you tell us what to do.
It's very touch and go, isn't it? I would probably risk Morata, assuming you've got some other Liverpool players. Like if you've got Salah.
Yeah.
You
don't need Firmino. No, I'm just looking at
him. I'm trying to get Salah for the five games and Morata.
Okay.
Thinks better combo.
Nice.
So here's the question then. What would you prefer? Salah and Firmino. Salah and Morata or Firmino and Hazard? Ooh. Is the real choice, isn't it?
This week, Firmino and Hazard, definitely.
Over the next 5 weeks.
Probably still Firmino and Hazard, I think, because I think Hazard. Oh, that's tough, man. That's a good question. You should tweet that in from FPL Ash. FPL Goblin.
FPL Parmesan says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say the Firmino Hazard, just because I think Firmino, I like.
You can't not have Hazard at the moment because.
You can't.
Chelsea is so good and everything goes through Hazard.
Yeah.
I think Salad and Morata is the way to go.
Yeah.
It's so expensive though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's,
surely that's
it
a more expensive combo.
It is more expensive. Yeah.
It's like making it
actually got money to burn, isn't he? Came 850th last year in the whole thing. There we go. I hope that didn't answer any of your questions, FPL Skateboard. Azam Alif said, hi, a quick question for your next podcast. If you were to build a first 11 from the top 10 bottom teams... and captain one of the defender, who would choose? Cheers.
I'll choose if you want.
I'm assuming English isn't his first.
I would say so. No. From that.
He's got a little picture of Salah.
So good luck to him.
Maybe he's Egyptian.
Maybe.
Could be. So considering if English isn't his first language,
he's
done
good
better
than my Egyptian.
Yeah, answer in Egyptian.
Yeah, I will do.
Exactly. But it's still a mental
question. Pretended I knew what Egyptian was then and made some racist noises. Just some noises. So basically, yeah, if you were to build a team from the top. Like your power bottom, but an entire team of power bottoms. And you had to captain one of the defenders. Who would you choose? So who's the best shout defender from the bottom? Yeah, that's
who
what
is saying. In the bottom 10 at the moment.
If I know as in.
It changes all the time, obviously, because that's our league.
Yeah,
work.
Every week.
Quite literally. This is why people listen to the gaffer tapes, mate.
Who is it likely to be?
Not Wesley Who. as we've
not established. Who? No, not Hooters.
Yeah, because I suppose, do you want
Bertrand? Do you know what? On the opposite way, could be a good shout. But no, we don't keep clean.
Bertrand was a great shout when we were back good. In the day, a few seasons ago. Bertrand was.
Oh, is it the same thing again?
Talking like, Leicester. Oh no, sorry.
Is it like you just Wambis. Go just,
Wolves down? Wan-Bissaka or Bolly? Willy Bolly. I haven't said that this week. Willy Bolly. You say it with me, Dan.
Willy Bolly.
Doherty.
Yeah,
he hasn't had a good last couple of Doherty. Games, but he's. Snuck in at 11.
Oh, it opens up. Yeah. Oh,
is he cast as a midfielder in this?
No, he's a defender.
Dockers, no, yeah, yeah.
Because I perused him when
did
I was wild card.
Lucky bastard. Lucky
I couldn't bring bastard. Myself to bring in a Wolves player again.
Yeah.
Well, dodge.
Willy Bolly.
Go invest in Wolves.
Don't get me. Wan-Bissaka.
Woodford there.
Or do you know what? Burnley, someone like Tarkowski.
Why don't we answer this how Craig would and take it from that half of the table and say bring in Alonso?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Because he's reversed on that. I'd say Willy Bolly, Tarkowski or Wan-Bissaka.
I would say Doherty. And that you guys are
Doherty. And then
well, but you're looking at the stats.
Yeah.
We're just making it
stat
up.
I just wanted to say Willy Bolly because I hadn't said it this week. In a humorous thing. We had a question from FPL Problems. Liverpool have some tasty fixtures coming up, including home to Fulham. I can afford Firmino, but is it worth it when Vardy could be a better shout? Cheers. Now, we looked at Leicester's little run, and looking very blue/green, depending on which website you're looking at. Burnley, Brighton, Watford and Fulham. That Fulham game is always going to look good. I think Vardy, because at the weekend, he looked busy, nearly scored a couple of times.
But wait till after Liverpool have played Fulham.
And then bring him in.
And then bring him
so
in.
So I think Firmino with one. I think Firmino this one game week, then Vardy.
Vardy, in fairness, Vardy hasn't really done anything this season.
He scored, what, four? Three, four?
Two. Three.
Two.
Three. Correction.
Three, four. There we go.
He gets sent off, but then he's not scored in the last four.
Mm.
So he's definitely not in form, even if they do have good fixtures.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's the same again. It's like, why wouldn't you go Morata if that was your choice?
Yeah, but it's the... Oh, no, yeah. He'd
cheaper,
have the money. Yeah, he'd have the money, wouldn't he? Yeah, Morata. Ash is a big, big Morata fan this week. Maybe.
For the past 2 years, apparently.
For the past 2 years, yeah. He's a huge Morata fan last year when he was couldn't kick a ball straight. Okay, that's interesting. So what we've done is we've answered every single question incorrectly and with a different... Something they didn't ask for.
Yeah. We've slightly, here's the question.
It's an important service.
Who do you like? Player A or player B? We've gone, our favourite film is The Flintstones.
It's even better, isn't it? Because it's like you're really informing. You're saying, you've given us choice between A and B, but I'm telling you what you should have asked.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to answer something different to that.
So, exactly. Yeah, next week, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and we'll tell you what question you should have asked. Ash is loving so much. His seat is squeaking. It's because he's sat on the edge of his seat. It's because, well, that's what happens if you don't wear trousers in the studio. Right, now it's time for our favourite section. It is, of course, Any Other Business.
We got feedback. Feedback.
Cool. So, what are they saying?
Cool, man. Well, the first one that we have here, I don't know, Ash, you won't know this because you don't get involved in Twitter. We got, we're blocked by Piers Morgan on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't, know.
Yeah, we got blocked by Piers Morgan.
Oh, it's because of the Morata thing. He found out that
He found out. He went, hold on, I had a little look on the website and on the About the Gaffers page, it was Ash's 2017/18 tip was Morata.
Yeah.
Or
maybe did he hear me say that Guendouzi wasn't a good pick because he's a big Arsenal fan, isn't he?
I think it was when we all referred to him as a cunt.
Who is Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan. Weird fella. What it was, it's a long story. Basically, he blocked a comedian that we know and she asked someone with a blue tick to tweet him an apology.
So you thought we had that kind of international
power?
Well,
yeah.
Well, jumping right in there.
No, because... what people don't know is about when you got a blue tick, I told this to someone at the weekend and it blew their mind. When you have a blue tick on Twitter, Dan, you have on your notifications, you have mentions and interactions or whatever, and then you have a third thing, verify.
Third knee.
And you click, you have a third knee. You click verify, and you can just see what verify. That's how celebrities talk to each other. Oh. And you think, how come he's got 7 million followers, but he's not ignoring his mate? That's how. So she was like, anyone with blue tick, can you just apologise to Piers for me? We did it. And rather than say cheers or fuck off,
Was it apology or did you put like, fuck off? No. Oh, I'm so sorry, cunt.
I screenshot, what's the past tense? Screenshot. I screenshot her apology, this comedian, he blocked her and blocked us.
Is it because you replied saying like really genuine, like, oh, this is an apology, cool. Piers Morgan, I've screenshot you, blocked.
I've screenshot you. Anyway, so I tweeted, I was like, fucking hell, I just realised we've been blocked by Piers Morgan. And Stephen Anderson tweeted us and said, but what of little Timmy Tinker? Piers Morgan will be back to discover more on the intricacies of the interplay between racist David Mucky Jeffrey and Carlos Fandango. So I was like, well, that's one person that stays and listens.
Wow, yeah.
Listens to that. We had one from Devon, said, love the new Timmy Tinker jingle. You just need one for the League of Power Bottoms. Could be messy. Well,
big news.
Big news for part three. That's all we'll say. No spoilers, but...
I like that the whole of Devon sent us that.
Yeah.
Devon Council
sent us a message.
Yeah, Devon, they often do. We had one from Mr. Greaves, said, on a different note... question for the pod. Would you rather finish first in FPL once and then below the top million every other season you play, or finish in the top 100 every season but never first? I know the answer to that.
Who looks at their ranks anyway?
Who looks at their ranks correctly? Dan's finished top 2,000 every single year. What would you rather do, boys? That's a very interesting tweet from Mr. Greaves.
I'd rather be happy in mid-table and finish in the top 100 every year than be like Leicester and win it once and never again.
Top 100 is an every season to be top 100. That's the answer.
Yeah, big time.
Top 100, you legitimately, you'd probably win money every single time. You'd have some kind of career as a FPL, I don't know.
Boffin.
Yeah. FPL Boffin, there you go. The official FPL Boffin.
He'd probably be co-host on a moderately successful podcast.
Yeah, as opposed to you, who finished 81st and are the co-host of a very successful podcast.
No.
So we got a tweet from Dylan Cronin, who said, at the gaffer tapes, he said, FPL Boffin actually just popped up on my Twitter feed and I really pissed myself. And he screenshot a picture of, there is an at FPL Boffin.
Of course there fucking is.
Who just replied to a question, but some guy called Ben Krellin said something. And then he went, you're taking Salah out. So it was a question about Salah. And he just screenshot us that. And then...
would you take Salah out? If you were going to take him out anywhere.
Somewhere halal. Somewhere halal.
I had to hold back.
Oh, it's so funny enough, this guy's... What he's saying, this person
is... Let's not read out Ben Krellin. I think he's the one who used to call himself the Double Game Week guru, who we used to laugh at for about 5 years.
He's saying that he's going to do, we were talking about, the opposite of what we said, where he wants to sell Salah to get Hazard in.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Listen to him. He's an FPL guru.
No, this is what you two lunatics were saying. You shouldn't do,
yeah.
We can't remember what we said.
I can't remember, mate.
Yeah.
And then he said, considering changing my handle now to FPL Oedipus, but not sure if it would go down well with my wife / mother, which was brilliant. And then final one for this bit before we move on, so we've got a couple of emails. This was brilliant. I don't know if it's going to come across in audio form, but it was one of my favourite tweets we've had for ages. We retweeted it. It was very popular. Niall Prendergast, who Craig slowed off the other week, said, dear Tom, Ash and guest. He's got a name. A question. Why does Gabriel Jesus always look like he's on the brink of bursting into tears unless he's on the phone to his imaginary friend?
They're amazing.
P.S. That Craig boy needs to learn not to be so back-bracist. Because that was the guy that we had the whole conversation about him having a back brace. It was so fucking funny. But he's tweeted us some pictures of Gabriel Jesus either really happy with doing the little phone sign or looking like he's going to cry. And it is such a fucking good tweet. It's one of my favourite tweets.
Well done. The guy who, amazing.
Who tweeted us and said the thing about who's... Oh, this is years ago. Someone's... I think it was a Chelsea player. His mum died. Do we remember this?
No.
This is where we need Craig. Basically, something happened. It was in the news. Some guy's mum died and he had to fly off to like Africa or something for her funeral. And obviously, he missed that game week and someone tweeted us and said, I brought in so-and-so this week and his mum died. Hashtag voodoo shit. And fucking hell, it made me laugh. It was so funny. Well, that's fucking voodoo. Anyway, a couple of emails, Lance.
We don't have a jingle or even a name for this section.
Yeah, that's the latest one, isn't it? We need something for email. It's just called email. Most of the time we don't have
emails.
We
don't even have like our own little made-up one.
No.
Yeah.
Homework. Make some up.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd like a name for the section. read a little email, Dan. Email, mate.
So there's been an email from Elliot Levy.
Levy.
You've not put his email address on there, so I can't read it out so that he'd get a load of emails.
Yeah, that's true.
Afternoon, fellas. Hope you all had the... Hold on a minute. This is real small text. I'm going to get close.
It's really small.
Oh, and I've got to scroll it as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll move it.
Hope you all had the band on Aguero or Sterling this week. I have a hard time asking this question as I just hadn't thought it would ever happen again, much like Arsenal going 14 undefeated and only conceding one against Liverpool. I digress. Is Morata fantasy relevant again? Depends what kind of fantasy you're talking about. 4 goals in 4 games. 3 of the next 5 fixtures appear to be easily winnable games for Chelsea, and he's on form, looking at potentially replacing Lacazette. Lacazette? Lacazette. Cheers from a 1,000-click wanker. AFC
Newfoundland. Elliot Levy, who we always forget, sent us a lovely jingle for Any Other Business and called it Feedback, which we never play. We should rotate.
We played it last week.
What, Feedback? Instead of Any Other... Oh,
correct.
So when you don't listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Is Lacazette what French people play in their boomboxes?
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the joke there. Basically, we've talked about Morata. Ash is a big advocate of him.
But this is just the Morata podcast.
It kind of is, isn't it? I'm going to write that down. That we talked a lot about Morata.
More Morata.
But so what's that? Not bad.
Their fixtures, like...
Chelsea?
No, Arsenal versus Chelsea. Because they've got Wolves, Bournemouth, Tottenham, Man United,
then Huddersfield.
So they've got the same, but basically they've both got 3 from 3.
Yeah.
Of like, so they could, you know, the other fixtures can go either way. Mm. Although Chelsea probably aren't going to get anything at City, I wouldn't think.
But I think if we are going to get goals, they are going to come from either Lacazette or Aubameyang, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Lacazette can come on for 20 minutes and score.
I guess Morata's got to be cheaper than Lacazette.
Would you say Morata was 8.7?
Yeah, he is. Morata at 8.7. Lacazette's 9.2, 3.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd honestly be too quick to get rid of Lacazette if I had him already. Mm. Like, I wouldn't say it's a brilliant trade.
Yeah. Okay. Again, didn't answer it. I do like Morata. Ash likes Morata, but maybe not for Lacazette at this stage. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, although I have done nothing but talk about how sexy he is for the last 40 minutes. So
you're making me want to put him in my secret sauces now.
Yeah. making him want to put his secret sauce, you knew.
We got one from Jimmy Pyle, hasn't been in touch for ages. He said, hi, Jaffers. Turncoat Hobbit Jimmy Pyle here. I've been travelling in Oz for 5 months, but have been continuing with FPO instead of The Telegraph, and I'm currently top 2%, which is Deeth. Wow, he's worked out his percentage. One question, Salah at home to Fulham this week. That's a triple captain dream, right? Might do it in my secret sausage team, but seriously considering doing it in my official one. Thoughts? Thanks, as always, and keep up with the hilarious stuff. You kept me chuckling across Australia. That's nice. That's the name of an album, isn't it? Chuckling Across Australia. With Jimmy Pyle.
Like a really shit gaffer tapes.
That's what Paul's going to do now Barry's gone.
Oh, chuckling just on his own. The lonesome chuckle.
That's a Netflix show there.
That is the lonesome chuckle. Just him going, to me, and then nothing. Just silence for ages. That's terrible. Good joke, though. I don't have Salah, but if I did, I would be seriously, seriously thinking about triple captaining him this week.
But no. This is, an oxymoron?
Is it?
Where, I don't know, that's the question. Because you said that you'd rather have Hazard in than Salah.
Yeah, but that was when we were talking about long run and like games.
But that's not the question again. The question is, Should but he how triple can captain
you,
Salah?
But how can you say you should triple captain Salah?
He hasn't.
He just said, literally,
if I had him, I'd be interested in doing him.
Yeah, but if you'd say, I would seriously consider captaining whatever it is, Salah. Right? You can't say that and say, get rid of him and get in Hazard.
No, I only said that when you said, oh, let's look at the upcoming five fixtures. And I was like, okay, Hazard and Firmino is a better combo than Morata and Salah. But if you have Salah, yeah, I'd triple captain. I'd be bringing him in now to triple captain him in my sausage if I hadn't already used my triple captain chip.
I triple captain Mane, and that's why I'm top 1 million.
You're top 1 million? That's incredible. You've got 1 million points. You've got 1 million points.
Because surely Mane's had a better season, isn't he? Salah's
got more points.
So you're saying if you're him, triple captain Mane?
I'm just not going to answer his question and tell him something different.
I'll answer Jimmy Pyle. If I had him, I'd be seriously thinking about triple captaining. If it was in me sausage, if I had him in my sausage, 110% I'd be captaining him. Because I even looked the other day and I was like, oh, did I use it in my secret? And I did. Game week 3, I used my triple captain, which now fucked my sausage already.
I guess we don't know, without looking way ahead at the end of the season, like if there's any mega juicy fixtures that's likely to be in that double game week.
Mega juicy.
Think, because like at the moment, at home to Fulham,
it's the best.
It's the best fixture, exactly. And Salah, if it was last season, fucking hell.
But then you could just triple captain. Man City are at home to anybody, they win 5-0 every week. Yeah. 5-1, what difference does it make?
Yeah, but the player rotation's too great a risk for City.
Exactly, but so it's the same, isn't it? It's just like random luck.
If you've got Robertson, you could triple captain him. Do you know what I mean? This week.
Yeah.
I captained him the other week, though, and he didn't even play.
Robertson.
Yeah, that was annoying.
At least you know...
1 million, mate, 1 million.
At least you know Liverpool are going to play. Are they playing Champions League?
They've already played, it's finished.
So at least that's early in the week. Tuesday probably be right by Wednesday. And then subsequent
and then Thursday it'll be fine. Friday it'll be really up for it, and Saturday it'll be absolutely, it'll be lovely.
And they're not playing until Sunday.
I'm Jim Pyle, go for it, mate.
Oh, but is,
I'm saying go for
what's
it.
The worst that can happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
Is it at a 12 o'clock kickoff?
I don't know.
Does that make a difference?
No, it's
what
not.
What does it say?
No, I mean, it is. I'm telling you it is. But does it being a 12 o'clock kickoff make a difference? I think early games are worse.
Oh, 12 o'clock on Sunday. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No opinions?
What, if it's worse or not?
Yeah.
No, because they just get up an hour earlier.
But there's no atmosphere. It's not dark.
So
you guys are playing a different game.
They've got floodlights. Why are they in the dark?
You know they don't play in the dark. You know when there's like a Champions League game at night, it's not played in the dark.
But there's a lot more
atmosphere. Again, it's the ball with the
there's a lot more atmosphere because the game's at night.
Yeah.
So, well, it's the exact opposite. 12 o'clock kickoffs are always shit because there's really no atmosphere.
Yeah, I know, but they're all in the same boat. It's not like everyone's playing shit.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So if the whole game is going to be 10% worse,
yeah,
then surely it's got to be better, more optimal.
God, what's happened? What are we talking about?
Triple captain someone.
Well, I wouldn't triple captain him because they're playing at 12, so there you go.
There we go. That's going to get... You heard that there.
Well, he's obviously now going to get 1 million points.
He's going to get 1 million points. And he'll be level with Dan.
If I was you, I'd triple captain him.
There we go. I'm going to do this final email before we all go mental. It's from Levi Lee? L-E-Y?
Oh.
Levi Lee. Absolutely loved this email. What's up, gaffers? I am 16 years old and listen to your podcast every week, which means I must be mentally ill. Let's hope not. This week, however, I will be listening from the clifftops of Poole as I walk 112 miles in 4.5 days for a charity called Freedom Libertad. Is that?
Looks like it.
Freedom Libertad, who help women that have been trafficked. Cheers then, gaffers. Sent from my iPhone. A little bit of extra information.
So you got your iPhone.
Yeah, which is very strange. You know, don't worry about
your iPhone.
Don't worry about that charity. Stop stealing things. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, so little, I'm guessing, a few words of encouragement for Levi. Like, who was it that tweeted us when they were doing the marathon?
Oh, yeah.
MUFC, what do you call it? Death Squad, MUFC. Yeah.
This is going to be good. It's going to be like walking along. It's going to listen to the podcast. Like, but yes, it's really spurred me on.
Yeah.
Cool. I've only got, oh, fucking hell, 4 days left.
Yeah, 4 days. Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Well, we could just make this podcast 4.5 days long.
Yeah.
Or you could nearly there at the moment.
You can just keep listening to it just every couple of days.
Just repeat.
He literally, if he listened to it every couple of days, he could get in a few listens.
He could just listen to it at 1/8 speed and drag it out to 8 hours.
Yes.
Like that, all the way through.
Watch his tits.
It'd just be like, he'd just be walking along listening to
Morata
the whole time. And Dan, imagine Dan's jokes in 1/8 speed.
That'd be even better, wouldn't it?
Potato.
It's going to get to the end like crawling around the floor. I told you the potato was better than Morata. Oh, you lied.
But congrats, Levi. That is amazing. 112 miles in 4.5 days is unfucking believable. Congrats.
Link well would be good, done. It?
That would be good. Yeah, could have tweeted that out.
Yeah. You fucked it, mate.
Freedom Libertad is the charity.
Yeah.
Check that out. There we go. That is it for finally for part two. Part three, we're going to be back. This is the main one. This is the main one. We're going to preview game week 12. We've got power buttons, a new jingle. What we got? We got a quiz. Dan's quiz. I can't wait. A really topical quiz.
It's only 1 year old.
The most topical quiz ever. And obviously, the thing everyone listens for, Little Timmy Tinker. We will see you in a second.
Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Ash, Tom and Dan here to go through the upcoming fixtures, then maybe do a quiz and some little Timmy Tinker as well. What do we have for the fixtures coming up this week?
Who knows, mate?
It could be bloody anything. I'd say the first game.
Game week 12, please.
We've already said we don't like early kickoffs.
No, that's it. Rule that one out.
We've said that.
But we really don't like this. Cardiff Brighton's
a
fucking 12:30 on a Saturday.
And I've just noticed something with Cardiff and Brighton. If you lay their logos over the top of each other, it completes a blue circle. Almost. Because they've both got birds in the middle of it. One's blue and one's white. You slot that one in there.
Exactly.
I think
flip reverse it.
You've
done.
Won FPL.
Yeah.
That's what we've been waiting for. It's taken us 5 seasons and we've done it. Do that right now and then just
yeah.
And then your rank of 1 million.
Oh, it's like the Da Vinci Code. You flip them over.
It's unlocked. And there we go. That reviews game week 12. There we go. Yeah. Cheers. Thanks very much and good night.
Oh, there's quite a lot. Wait. Maybe you have unlocked the Da Vinci Code. There is quite a lot of bird themed.
Well, that's not just
derby.
This
look,
week, is it?
Oh, Palace, Spurs are against each other.
Oh. The Cocks and the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Is
they've got like.
That's two. It. That's just it. That's just the two out of.
But you could maybe start making predictions on what would, like this gun would kill the
fox.
The
killer wolf.
Will kill the fox. So Arsenal are going to beat Wolves.
I mean, you're literally pointing at Wolves and you said the fox.
Well, you said fox, but if I said Wolves, people would know what team I was talking about.
So it's weird that Wolves have a fox on their emblem, isn't it?
But they're orange. What colour are foxes?
Well, no, it's a black wolf, isn't it? Look at it.
Yeah. So but the Leicester Foxes are playing the Burnley Bunburys, so it's all right.
Yeah, then what was that?
The podcast has gone into disarray. So Cardiff Brighton is the early kickoff. Your 3 o'clock kickoffs. Huddersfield West Ham. You've got to fancy that one, haven't you, Ash?
Yes. Well, we are really inconsistent. You'd hope we'd have to do it. Although Huddersfield, did they finally get a win?
They went
out
against Fulham.
Oh, what
that is against Fulham, and they just grated. Okay. So let's be honest. Who knows?
Some potential. So,
Leicester at home to Burnley's nice.
Could be a misplay. And again, it's like how long can these teams be shit for? Oh, Newcastle, Bournemouth. Yeah,
I've got two transfers this week. Do you know what?
Bournemouth. You've got to load up on Bournemouth players for that, surely.
But then again, how many have Newcastle actually conceded? Probably not that many, I wouldn't have thought. Against 14.
I would say. Do you know what? It's not that. Fuck me, that's not bad. Compared to the rest of all the teams around them, in the 20s.
It's the same as Bournemouth or Arsenal. They don't concede, but they just don't do anything.
Blimey, governor.
Yeah, because they've got Benitez, haven't they? It's not like...
In goal. He's been smashing it.
But like Burnley have conceded 25 and Fulham are on 29.
Mm.
So, yeah, you don't need to stack up against Newcastle, wouldn't say.
Right, I tell you what.
Got a stat for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up all the goals scored and all the goals against, it equals zero.
That is... That's blown my mind. Can you come in every week to give us that stat?
Yeah, okay.
If it changes, let us know.
All right,
but
keep an eye on it.
Keep that going. Yeah, Leicester Burnley, I fancy Vardy there. I might get him in. Newcastle Bournemouth first. We said Southampton, your boys, Dan, home to Watford.
Got to do a win, but Watford have been pretty good this season. Yeah. They've had a couple of funny games, but on the whole,
they're
a pretty solid, pretty good team.
A little
they've been good. Yeah, they've
a little cheeky Pereira captain for this one.
Mm,
if you've got some Watford players. Might be worth a little look. It's a kind depends of sausage move, isn't it? It's a sausage move.
Southampton have got to win. It's one of those games. Mm. So,
oh, no, you're never going to captain him because if you've got anybody on Liverpool, that's going to be your captain.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. But if you haven't, then you might want to captain Harry Kane in the next game, which is the late kickoff on Saturday. Palace at home to Spurs.
Do you think that's a bigger mismatch?
No, Palace are right
not, not
home,
the Liverpool Fulham, no. But no, if I you haven't
the,
got the...
Sorry, then Southampton Watford.
Oh, yeah. But although, I mean, you say that. Spurs haven't been spectacular, have they?
They are sat fourth, though.
Yeah, true.
So fourth against 14th or...
they scored a lot less goals than everyone else. Like you say, you mentioned Newcastle down the bottom. Look at Spurs at the top. City have scored 33, Chelsea 27, Liverpool 21, Arsenal 25, Bournemouth 20, Tottenham just 19.
That's crazy.
As we said, only just the six for Harry Kane so far this season. One more than Morata.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out in the third segment. Yeah, there's a little Harry Kane captain possibility there. There's a little bit of an outsider. Might work.
But you should never captain a player that's playing away.
But when are Spurs ever playing at home?
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
NFL boys, aren't they?
Never captain a Spurs player.
Never captain a Spurs player. That's, yeah. If you could take anything from this podcast, take the word Morata and also take, yeah, that. Then we move on to Sunday, 11th of November. Liverpool at home to Fulham. It's the aforementioned. We basically talked about that the whole time. Chelsea Everton. We talked about Chelsea a hell of a lot. Arsenal at home to Wolves.
Oh, I bet this would be actually good.
That would be a belter. Yeah. Wolves are great to watch. And Arsenal have been playing some lovely football recently.
Do you think it's going to be a good day of football?
Fuck me. And then obviously, as he says the late kickoff. Well, I tell a lie, the 4:30 is the same as the Arsenal game.
I wonder which one they're airing. It's
the Manchester Derby.
Must be the Man Derby.
It's got to be the City.
It's the odd job versus the Giants.
Yeah.
It's the... Oh, I'm going to write that down as well. The odd jobs versus... What did you call them? The Galactic...
Globonauts, I think.
The Globonauts. Brilliant. Yeah, that's going to be incredible. Yeah, really looking forward to that. So with that in mind, boys, let's talk our power bottoms. We have Craig's and we've picked ours, but we do have a jingle, which I am incredibly excited about. So let's play that.
Wait. I've got a better idea. Let's talk about it for 20 minutes and then not.
And then not play it like we did with Timmy Tinker the other week. Yeah. No, let's play that bad boy right now. Oh, lovely jingle, by the way. That was hilarious. Oh, yeah. That really made you laugh earlier, didn't it? I was like, boys, check out your email. That is an amazing one. And you went, that really made me laugh.
It did.
When you don't even usually reply. can we just give a shout out to your man who did that?
William Hill.
Oh, it was William Hill. Sorry, I'm on the wrong email. Ah, I should know because he has contributed previously.
Jay Ingle,
amazing.
Classic joke. Jamie Hillen from Twitter, I recognise that guy. Yeah, thank you, Jamie Hillen, for that one. That
Thanks,
was fantastic.
That was really good.
Go back to the rundown, Ash, otherwise we don't know what we're talking about.
You were picking your problems.
Yes, sorry. Who was I going? Oh, I was going for a bit of Murray, please. Have a bit of Murray.
Yeah. Nice. Do you know?
Against the team.
Do you know what we did last week?
Oh, no, I can't remember. Sorry, Murray against away to Cardiff, so I fancy that one. What?
I picked Sterry, so I got no points.
No. I picked Vardy, so I got, just 2 points. Nearly kept scoring, which was annoying. I can't remember where Craig went, but this
probably
week...
Probably picked Aguero or something.
Probably. No, no. So, yeah, I'm going Murray this week. Craig, he messaged in. He's going Arnie on Outovich. Dan, we're going to add an additional column to the existing power bottom spreadsheet, and Dan, you're going to be representing the first power bottom pick of the Patreons. What are you going for,
strong
mate?
Strong start. Strong start. You know, good at this. Mm. Danny Ings.
choked on my lager. No, that's fine. Eh?
Yeah,
he scored last week, mate.
And we got a score against Watford. And so you've got to score. Anyone's going to score, it's going to be him.
Him or one of your other two part-time strikers. Yeah. Ash, FPL expert, Ash Kernsworth.
I'm going to pick a player.
Ooh, okay.
May surprise you, but I've forgotten who my pick was.
It was that person with the girl's name.
Oh, yeah, Dean Garner.
Oh, yes. with the girl's name. You whispered it as well. the girl's name.
Yeah, gonna hope.
Dingana, because you mentioned him earlier. Nice. Yeah. Nice. There we go. There's the power bottom picks. Craig, if you're listening in Australia, as you said you would, put them in the spreadsheet. Add another column. Now it's time for a quiz, which we just want to very briefly explain. Last year, Craig went off to the jungle. Craig was on quizzes last year. It was his year or his season to run quizzes. Craig disappeared. So the patrons that we had on, they did a quiz each. All of them absolutely smashed it. Dan, as we explained the other week, was supposed to be on at the very, very end. But me and my little boy had norovirus. I was having a poo
I don't know if you need to go this far.
I was holding him over the bath while he was being sick.
Definitely don't need to go into it.
No.
Again.
It was a terrible time for everyone involved, including Dan, because he made a fantastic quiz and we never got to do it.
Yeah. We definitely didn't say, like, one thing we didn't do is say, hold on, if Dan doesn't go on now, he's going to have to pay to a patron for the whole year.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
But we didn't do that.
You know, it's worth it, you know, for us. So Dan is doing his quiz. He is doing his quiz, finally, several months later, rather. And the current score is 3-1 to Craig. Ash, you are playing as Craig.
It's going to be a letdown for Craig.
I like the glasses. Dan, take it away, mate.
Okay, cool. So, as you mentioned, I was meant to be on last year, the week before Christmas, I think it was.
So you've updated the quiz?
No, I haven't. I've just kept it safely in a drawer at home, in a cellophane bag. So it is Merry Quizmas. So these facts are all as per last year.
Brilliant.
This
so it makes it a little bit harder, but...
This quiz actually makes more sense than Ash's quizzes.
Yeah, it does. I didn't just make it up off a whim. So there's four parts, and each part has a first question and then three questions that are kind of linked to the answer of the first one.
Sounds like one of Ash's
quizzes. It's a bit complicated. Makes sense, but you'll get it as we go. And basically, there's either 1 or 2 points per answer, and I'll tally them up on my sheet.
You've learned over the years.
Being a friend of Ash,
it's made me amazing at quizzes. Not FPL, but you know, we can't have it all. Right, so... Part one. And there is some visual questions, because last year you were doing it on Twitch.
We were Twitching every episode with the patrons, which we're not doing now.
Yeah.
No one could see that, could they?
Yeah, unfortunately we couldn't see Dan pretending to have some kind of spasm there. So the visual effects won't be...
I'll explain them for...
Fantastic.
Audio description, for the BBC call it.
And for the blind people.
Right, okay, so question one. Who was top at Christmas in the first ever year of the Premier League?
Wow.
This is why we normally... should take it in turns to answer.
Oh, should we just do what we normally just write?
Are we doing one each?
No, you both answered all these questions. It might be a bit longer. You've got a lot of hard drive space.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm just saying that. Okay.
Whoa.
I've got an answer.
I could have an answer. If I were to answer it...
You're as bad at answering quizzes as you are writing quizzes. Don't just go whoa for
and
10 minutes.
And don't write it in Google.
Don't tell me what to do.
The three listeners that remain until the end.
The quiz stars have come in.
Just Google who was top of it. Apparently.
Yeah. I do worry that he was doing that last year. He was
Let me get Google out so I can beat Tom at a football quiz.
You did beat me.
Right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Man United.
No.
Arsenal.
No. You should have got this.
It wasn't West Ham.
No, it was Norwich.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Explosive first question. It's Norwich.
We got loads more to go, so let's hurry up.
Loads!
Okay.
See you're enjoying it. Right. So, what was Christmas number one that year, 1992, incidentally? And who sung it? So there's 2 points up for grabs.
I don't think I'm right.
Come on, Ash, I know you love Christmas.
I don't think I'm right, but it's not a bad shout. I think I'm a couple of years out, but I've got a good one. Come on, Ash. This was the problem we had last year. I've just suddenly remembered. It was Ash taking so long to answer. We were squealing. How much he's squeaking?
Sorry.
No, Ash laughed so much.
God, this is question
two. Okay, I got
question two. 14 more. 16. Right.
I don't know why I bother writing all this out.
Okay. Fucking hell. Right.
Okay, go on, Tom. What have you got?
I've got wet lovers all around.
No.
I spent 5 minutes for typing out. There's a Jurassic Park theme.
What Jurassic Park theme? No, question mark.
John Williams question mark.
John Williams question mark.
No, I'm afraid not. It was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Oh. So it's still 0-0.
Fuck, I was so close.
Right, okay.
You who were was, really close with that.
In the 92-93 season, who was top scorer in the Premier League?
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? I'm going to... These are nice. I like these questions. 92-93. I've got an answer. Oh, it's not right. I've got an answer.
I don't know, Ash.
Ian Wright?
No.
Shearer.
No. Teddy Sheringham. You were close as England buddy. Part of the SAS with him.
Because I was thinking it was when Shearer played for...
Blackburn. Might have been that.
Oh, no. Who did Shearer play for before Blackburn?
Southampton.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Southampton. Mm. I was like, it was too early for Blackburn. That was 95, 96.
Right. So, and this is a year old now, this question. So kind of roll your minds back to what was going on this time last year in FPL.
Yeah, this could be a full nil-nil quiz. I hope you've got a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. So I hope someone gets it right. This preparation. What current Man United FPL fave was born in 1992?
Well, the lucky thing is he was still born in 92 last year, still born in 92 this year.
He was still born. That's a shame.
Oh, my God. 92. Oh.
I don't even know if he plays for Man United still. And that's not a clue or anything. I just don't know.
Oh.
Don't change your answer on that, because I'll get in trouble.
But he hasn't even thought about that. Oh, I don't know now, because you'd know this.
Okay, I've got an answer.
Okay, what have you got, Tom?
Matter.
No.
I've gone Jones.
Yes.
Ah! Yes. He punched the microphone. Oh, my God.
Philip Jones was born in 1992.
Get in.
And then the visual question for all you Twitchers is a picture of a purple dinosaur with a green belly. And it is what kids' TV show that started in 92? What was this kids' TV show in 92?
Oh, he's got kids, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but I didn't have kids in 92. I was six.
You're always talking about
him. I was six.
Yeah. You must know that face.
Oh, Ash, how do you not know that?
I know.
Oh, really? Well, Ash has to answer first for once.
Go on, then,
Barney, don't it?
Yeah.
Barney.
I saw him live as well.
Really? Was he good?
He was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah?
Just like on the telly.
Where were you?
Florida. He was just walking around the shops.
Really?
Yeah, with a bag. I went and got photographed with him. He was loving life.
Didn't do anything to you, did he?
No. No, good. Luckily not, no.
Good.
He had one of those weird bracelets on his ankle.
Wasn't allowed too far out of the cave.
Exactly, yeah. Right, that was part one. Well done. So it's 2-1 to Ash. There we go.
Trilogy.
Right, part two. And this is out of date too now, but hey-ho. Five teams have been top at Christmas and then won the league.
For fuck's sake.
Oh. Can you name them? So they're five different teams that have all been the top at Christmas and then won it.
Done. I think Ash should have some kind of time penalty, please.
He just edits all the silences out, though, so they make him look good when he does.
That's true.
It's just, every bam. They probably think that, like, bam, just
Ash is very good. I don't know why they're always moaning about Ash. We do edit all of the dead air out of the show.
But this is 1 hour into the quiz, guys, if you're listening.
Yeah. This is 6 days. 4.5 days. We're doing it for charity. Yeah. 112 miles.
If we just put out the full version, that dude walking would be fine,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah.
Right, it's Tom's turn.
Well, hold on, I haven't finished it.
You've got to pick five teams.
Okay, got him.
Go on, Tom.
Right, can you show him your screen then as I talk?
Well, just don't touch your face.
Arsenal, United, Chelsea, City, and Blackburn.
4 or 5.
Ooh!
I went for the same start, it's really the fifth one. I went Man U, City, Arsenal, Chelsea, and I went for Leeds.
When did Leeds win the fucking Premier League? You nod.
Oh, there was a lot. I thought you meant top league. Division.
The top league.
Fuck. Because they were the last team to win it before the Premier League.
Sorry, Leicester were the one you missed.
Oh,
fuck. I knew it was a team.
Did I get Blackburn wrong? Was that what I got wrong?
No, you got Blackburn.
Oh, so I got Blackburn wrong. So I was
you
wrong
didn't
with...
get Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal were wrong.
So
that's the got point for me. City.
So I didn't get Blackburn or
So you got three. No, it's 4 points for you, Tom.
No, it's three as well. He didn't get... Oh, he got Blackburn, yeah. Fuck me.
So did I get the point for that?
But you got 4 points.
I've got 4 points.
You got four of the five teams. Let's just do it. Wow. It's easier for me to do that.
Oh, so we're even again.
Oh, all the answers are there that I'm showing you.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Bastards. Right. When Man City went on to win in 2011, who scored that famous last-minute goal? Are you going to get this, surely? The commentary is iconic now, isn't it?
That's surely the...
Sterling!
Surely the question is, who got the assist?
I don't know, though. I don't have the answer.
Oh, I know. It's perfect.
Well, it's not what's written down.
That's not the quiz. You're not in charge of the quiz.
Who have you got?
I think we'll find out.
Sergio Aguero.
Correct.
Aguero as well.
Yep.
It who was got the assist? Balotelli, and it's the only assist he ever got.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
The best one.
That's a massive
stat. Saved it to last.
Massive stat.
Talking of assists, who got the most assists in the 2011 season?
2011?
Yeah, because we're talking about City won it in 2011 with that last-minute Aguero.
That's long ago.
Apparently. It's what's written here.
So what that was season, I doing in 2011?
Fucking hell.
Oh, it's too early for that.
Ooh. I'm sure it's right, but I wrote this a year ago. I don't know what I was doing.
2000. Okay. I've got an answer. Oh, I can't be right. 14. Oh, fuck. That's not right.
I can't even literally remember
shit,
what happened
yesterday. Oh. Oh, I don't know if that's right. Okay. Right. I've got an answer.
I really don't know.
Okay. It's Ash's turn to reveal first.
Lampard?
Nope.
Gareth Bale?
No. Nanny?
A fucking hell.
Well, no, I mean,
would have taken me a long time.
Yeah, I
originally wrote Ozil when I was like, I'm about 3 years out.
Yeah.
So it's another visual one. There's a picture of a blonde singer. 2011. Oh. In 2011, Little Mix won the X Factor, but what is the name of this member who dates the op?
Do you want her full name?
Just one of them.
You can I've got one. This is where popular culture references are more suited to myself.
Just, what do you think that person's
Ashley,
called, Ash?
The what, from Hobbit. The picture of her? What do I think her name is?
Yeah, Diane something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want that one as well?
I'll have that. Yeah, I'll take that home with me. She's lovely.
Tom.
Perry.
Yes.
Oh, I went for Blondie.
It's kind of...
Close.
The visual description is correct.
She's nice, isn't she? Going out of the Ox.
Well, she was a year
He's
ago.
He's done well with him.
Yeah, that's true. Going,
might split up.
Could
man.
Be wrong. So speaking of the Ox...
She's lovely.
I need to look this up, actually. Which of his Liverpool teammates has the least FPL points? So I've written down, is it Salah, Mane, Firmino or Coutinho? Technically, it's going to be Coutinho.
So we're talking about no this time last year?
Well, no... Because I was going to then look up at before I came in.
But you didn't.
No, it was a year ago, and you told me you were ill. So out of Salah, Mane and Firmino, who has the least FPL
what,
points?
Currently?
Yes, let's just go currently.
I know that one.
Yeah.
We've talked about it the whole time.
Yeah, I have to take your word for it. Who is it?
Firmino.
Yeah, I think so.
Strong quiz. Strong quiz as always.
Well, you have learned.
That's the end of round
I'm
two.
I'm happy I've got a nice picture of this.
The only thing the only mistake you've made... that you clearly haven't got from my tutelage, is doing a pop culture round.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I had to give Tom some answers.
No, that's the only ones I'm going to get.
Not only is it pop culture, it's about football from the 90s.
So Tom is leading 8-7 currently.
And you gave him 4 points for one question. It's outrageous.
Well, it's a football-related
question.
Don't
shoot the messenger, I'm just reading what's written down.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't help it, that's true.
Okay, part three. This is on topic, actually. The Spice Girls had 3 consecutive Christmas number ones in 96, 97 and 98. Can you name them?
Oh, okay. Oh, do you know what?
I saw Spice Girls live at Wembley.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were they just walking around with tags on their leg?
No, they were singing on stage. I think it was in 96.
I'm sure we had a Spice Girls question.
I just read it.
Oh, that's when it was. No, a few weeks ago with Craig, I'm sure there was a Spice Girl related question.
I can't even name 3 Spice Girls songs.
I'm struggling.
You must be able to name 3.
I can certainly name 2.
I know one. Clear. I know
per,
I've got
it's a point per
one.
Song,
right.
So.
Okay.
Right, Tom. Are you still writing?
Oh, God, I don't know. I can't think of... Oh, fuck. I'm struggling. I can only think of 2.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Ash's got, so let's go for that. Oh, go on, Tom. Oh.
I've thought of the other one, but it's not right. Okay.
Okay, what have you got?
I've got 2 Become 1.
Yes.
I'm sure that is one.
Yeah.
I've got Mama.
No.
Damn it. And Wannabe, because I panicked and couldn't think of another one.
2 Become 1 is a point,
it is.
Though.
Ash hasn't got 2 Become 1.
I put, Can I Fuck?
Yes, Please, Man.
Spice Up Your Life.
It is a Spice Girls song, but it wasn't Christmas number 1.
And 2 Become 1.
Ah.
You did not... Did he put 2 Become 1?
Yeah, he did. And he did do no typing whilst we were talking.
Yeah.
So 2 Become 1 was one, Too Much was another, and Goodbye, the last.
Goodbye, my friend.
So you know it.
Lovely
right.
song.
Posh Spice famously married David Beckham.
I was hoping, which footballer?
Which footballer?
How many Premier League appearances did he make? So I'll give a point to the person who gets nearest.
Prem appearances. So we're talking...
You can't count them on one hand.
Premier League. Okay, I'm happy with that. That's a bit high, I think. Right. Yeah. Ask what you got.
364.
320. I've
two...
got...
6-5.
Yes, and I said it was...
You were like nearly 100 out, but perfectly nearly 100 out.
And I
nice.
Knocked off 100.
320. And I was like, it's high, because I worked out probably played 9 seasons.
Yeah, shit.
That's too high.
Yeah, you know what I did? I was thinking total appearances. So I think it's going to be like 50 a season.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not, is it?
That's just Prem.
Yeah.
So this Christmas, last Christmas, you could buy your husband or boyfriend some David Beckham Instinct from Amazon for how much? So how much would you pay for some of his smells? Again, closest wins. Pounds.
David Beckham
and
Instinct.
It's interesting this because is this in the Premiership or not? Seems to be the thing I'm getting wrong in every one of these questions is I like naming things that aren't in the Premiership. So how related?
I've got
that?
An answer.
Yep.
Just give me a price. What would you pay? What would you pay, Tom?
$12.99.
Oh. $24.99.
Flipping it, Ash. Tell me where's the most money here. £8.07.
Yes, please.
Tom again.
Oh my God.
God.
You'd pay a bloody fortune.
You'd pay
for
that nearly three times.
Is that what you paid
three
for
times over the odds.
Buying it off the market, aren't you?
Right, talking of David Beckham wore number seven. But who is this, the best number seven ever to appear in the Premier League? There's a picture of a lovely handsome man there. With a nose in a Southampton kit.
Him not getting into the Premier League Hall of Fame is the worst thing that's ever happened.
I saw a little video of some of his best goals the other day.
Oh, it was just incredible. Insane how good it was. Yeah. Someone in the England setup had something against him.
Yeah. Ash has written down Peter Beardsley.
Yeah, I can see it.
And I've written down Steve Akwizovic.
Who forgot?
Litties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
Beautiful guy. Yeah, there was, I'll tell you what it was. It was one of them retro 90s football Twitter accounts, and it was the time he was nominated twice for goal of the month for the same game. And it was flicky free kick, and the other one was he volleyed it from about 30 yards out straight in a fucking.
Him that had that mental penalty record?
He missed one, I think. Well, it was saved.
Was it 23 for 24 or something?
No, it was 33 and 34, I think. What? Ricky Lambert never missed for us. That was something like 22 and 22.
Really?
What? Yeah, Ricky Lambert was better.
Wow.
I love Ricky Lambert.
He loves you as well.
Yeah, does he?
He doesn't like Ash. He slags him off, says he takes too long over quizzes. But, right.
Penalty takers, though, yeah.
How many questions we got left, Dan?
Six.
No!
Yeah, okay. This is the last one of this bit. So Southampton's current number seven, Shane Long, has how many FPL points this season?
Again.
Oh, this season.
This
now.
Season,
I
right.
looked before I left. I know how many he's got.
Okay. Closest wins a biscuit?
Yeah.
Eight.
26.
Oh, who is closest? It's 14. So it is...
Me.
Yeah. Good maths.
Yes. Nice.
Fuck. I feel like he just said that.
I'm going to win.
You felt pressured.
Yeah. Oh, it was the eyes.
The good thing about this is you're not letting yourself down, actually. You're letting Craig down.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And he lets us down on
a
weekly basis.
Yeah, that's right.
It is 12-9 to Tom. Right, last part. My favourite Christmas number one was Mr. Blobby with Mr. Blobby. What year did that get to Christmas number one?
Blobby, oh Mr. Blobby, da-ba-dee, da-da-dee.
You must have had that on CD, on compact disc.
Oh, you're giving something away. CD?
Oh yeah, or you might have had it on La Cassette.
Yeah. I had that on vinyl. I listened to it every day.
Have you got a year?
94?
No.
93.
Oh, you said no, like I was miles.
It was all right.
Yeah. Tom loses Mr. Blobby.
Oh, my God. I was 91 originally.
Tom is on a winning streak here.
Mate.
Tom, you've answered.
Can you come back every week?
For the last five questions correctly.
Big boy shit.
On the VHS. Oh, no, I'm going to start again. I've got dry lips. No one offered me a drink. On the VHS tape I had of Mr. Blobby, which England under 21 and former Stoke and Spurs footballer attempted to teach him to play football. So there was a segment on this VHS I had with a professional footballer who played for England under 21s, Stoke and Spurs, and tried to teach Blobby to kick a ball in the goal.
So it's essentially, what am I thinking of? You're asking us.
No, name a Stoke and Spurs footballer who played it with Mr. Blobby.
Stoke and Spurs.
If you'd seen this VHS, you'd know. It was classic.
I don't know this. Oh.
I've got this absolutely nailed.
I haven't even got a...
Fucking easiest question you've
go
asked.
Go on. I haven't got one. I haven't got an answer.
Sue Barker.
No. Close. Garth Crooks.
Crookers. Crooko. Oh, do you know what? I can picture Crooks and Blobby together now.
Yeah.
I can Dream genuinely team. Picture that. Okay. Damn it.
Right, Mr. Blobby's mate, Noel Edmonds, no pun, Noel, loved a house party, as did Balotelli. But who did he dress up as and hand cash out to the public from in his Lamborghini?
I remember it and I can't think who he dressed up as.
I loved Balotelli when he was over here doing all that crazy mad stuff.
Oh, I don't think this is right.
Right,
you're thinking too bad, guys.
Who have you got? Oh.
I've gone Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really go for Father Christmas.
Batman? It's a Christmas quiz. What does Batman do at Christmas? Yeah, you were right, Ash.
Bat, 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 bat. Similar names.
So everyone loves Super Mario, but what classic Super Nintendo football game was this? So I'm showing them a picture of a case of a Super Nintendo game. It's yellow. I blurred out the logo. I want to know what game it is.
Oh, my God.
And it was quality game that was.
Bloody good game. We'll tweet all these. I think it's... Oh, is it? I think it's this. Okay, I've got an answer.
Oh, fuck.
He's trying to decipher.
The thing is, you'll kick
the
yourself.
Blurring out.
Oh, no, I'm going to change it. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Okay, go on then.
Tom?
Sensible Soccer?
No.
Damn it!
Oh, Cock Biscuits.
Is that what you've written?
Sorry, I thought it was Striker.
No.
Oh,
what is it?
It was International Superstar Soccer.
Superstar Soccer. And I was looking at Sensible Soccer.
Yeah, close.
Oh. That's what I was thinking. Damn it.
Right, last question. You'll be glad to hear. Also born in 95, because I don't know where I've come from 95 from, but hey-ho.
Yeah.
Hector Bellerin loves gaming, but what's his favourite gaming series according to the Sun interview, which he would have done this time last year, that I've read?
Oh, what's that? But I don't know. What's that?
That game must have come out in 95. I've just not written it down.
Oh, I forgot what that game's called that everyone likes.
Dizzy Dinosaur.
Have I won anyway?
Yeah, you have.
James Pond.
There we go. James Pond. I used to fucking love James Pond.
Yeah, he used to stretch to
Let's
it,
talk
he?
About James Pond more. I don't know, but I know the one. It's called like Night Watch or...
Fortnite.
That was what I was thinking.
This is last year.
Yeah.
That's mental. Can we go back and just do a computer quiz?
Yeah.
I'm GTA?
No. We can go back if you want, but you'd still lose. Call of Duty.
Oh, fuck.
Scared, eh?
So,
COD.
Tom wins. 13-10.
Lovely. Brilliant. Thank you very much. We've won.
This chair is squeaking.
Yeah.
3-2 to Tom then.
3-2 to Tom, yeah.
And for a little Timmy Tinker.
A dog. Yeah, a dog. A dog's attacked us.
A wild dog into the studio. Yeah.
Just to celebrate the quiz. Yeah, I forgot about Timmy Tinker. I was about to sign off then, to be fair.
So... We've got to do the normal introduction thing. I think this, you can do the rundown of what's happened previously. I'll cue it up. So I took the first like sort of 6 weeks, basically. He brought a ball.
Let's not go back that far. Jesus Christ. We can't do it.
That was it, really.
Dan, fill us in.
Yeah, so he had this ball, which he then decided he wanted to play football with.
So he got some boots.
Let's move on from that.
He played for
a team. Last week. What happened last week, Dan? Come on, you were here.
Last week.
Patron guest host Dan.
So long ago, I did listen to it. He played a game. Did he not meet a girl last week?
He did meet a girl last week. Yeah.
From Texas?
Non-specific where she was from. Oh no, I think it says she was from
Texas.
South. She was from the beautiful South of America.
He just wanted to play ball, and she wasn't interested. I think he was at school disco essentially,
and he met a lovely lady, and she said that she was going to spend the time with him,
polishing his boots.
Yeah, no. She was into her football, and she was a big fan of his, and she's going to come and watch his game against the Slough Seagulls.
Yeah.
I did notice that there was a little bit of an error. There's an error every single week, continuity error. This one was that I called it last week chapter 10 when it should have been chapter 9. So this week is chapter 10.
You didn't miss a week, though.
I didn't miss a week.
We just changed the number.
No, I just changed the number. Let's reveal. Oh, I'll tell you what, we've got the fantastic jingle which we forgot to do. While we pretend that Ash is in the room while he gets rid of it. The dog.
He obviously hates Tommy Tinker that much.
Timmy Tinker. Thanks. But yeah, I don't think you do listen, do you?
To this bit, avocado.
You just listen to the first 75%. So let's have a little bit of the jingle.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practicing the park till the darkness falls. Running at the goal, little Timmy gets hard. Tackles from defenders that deserve a red card.
So, chapter 10, The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. Slough Seagulls away. The Slough Seagulls were bottom of the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead's under 10s division. They hadn't won a single game so far this season, which was one less than even the Pigeons. Their ground was right next to Charvey Tip, which I thought was a nice little local reference for Ash. And Dan, who, are you familiar with Charvy Tip?
No.
No? You haven't lived, mate.
I thought it was more innuendo.
No. There's a place in Slough called Charvy Tip.
Okay.
Lovely place. You should visit. Genuinely the worst place I've ever been in my life.
Shopping done there.
Yeah. Genuinely, I've never been in a worse place than Charvy Tip in my life. The ground was right next to Charvy Tip, which had hundreds of seagulls flying over it every day, hence the team's name. Their manager, a fat idiot called Colin Bobbins, had about as much football savvy as manager Gary, but was less generous with his time and massages. Timmy was pleased to see Miss Jemima Thundercracker on the sideline, a Windsor Pigeon shirt over her ball gown. She took off her long lace gloves and clapped daintily. Come on, you motherfucking pigeons, I do declare. That was really big on social media this week, that phrase, I do declare. Ooh. If at any point you want to do what Craig usually does and laugh, that's...
Oh, I thought we had to be silent like that time Ash
no,
was silent. Like,
not at all.
Forever.
Not at all. The opposite. The opposite.
Okay.
Absolute opposite. Do you want me to start again? Or...
Yeah,
that's
go
fine.
For it.
That's fine. Timmy liked Jemima. He didn't really know what... It's classic, isn't it? That's it. Timmy liked Jemima. He didn't really know what he should do about it being only 9 years old, but he was sure he wasn't going to take manager Gary's very kind offer of borrowing his ice cream van, a bottle of Chateau Neuf du Pape and a camcorder. The laugh there. The gap. The game started and to their massive surprise, the pigeons took control early. Carlos Fandango was galloping up and down the wing so fast he almost didn't need his horse at all. The seagulls were giving Mucky Jeffrey so much time on the ball he had enough of it to have a quick gentleman's wash in a muddy puddle. And Racist David was cutting out any move the opposition forwards were attempting to make, which really was a great feat for someone dressed in what looked like full replica early 1940s German army uniform. Timmy was acting more like a playmaker for today's game, threading through beautiful balls that cut through the Seagulls' defence for Carlos Fandango and Ant McPartlin to latch onto. Carlos had scored a brace and the Pigeons' new striker, the mysterious Pat Natalou. Can't imagine that's someone who's going to come up or be a huge part of it later in the series. The mysterious Pat Natalou, that had just turned up out of the blue to training in midweek, he'd scored a screamer too. The Pigeons walked off the pitch for half time. The smell of rotten vegetables and human poo from the human bums was in the air from the nearby tip, but so was something else. It was hope. It was team unity. It was some mulled wine that Gary was heating up at the pitch sideline for the half-time refreshments. Timmy looked over at Miss Jemima Thundercracker, and maybe the smell was a smell of love too. Just then, the glorious moment was broken by a screeching noise. The boys jumped back as two police cars, sirens blaring, raced into the pitch. Four officers stepped out, one of them instantly recognisable to Timmy as PC Nasty Tits, the worst copper in the borough. The Pigeons and the Seagulls watched as Nasty Tits and the other officers walked straight over to manager Gary, put his hands behind his back and cuffed him. You're nicked, you nonce, Nasty Tits said with a twisted smile, and they led Gary to the back of one of the police cars and instantly drove off. The whole field fell silent. What had happened? It was all so sudden. But just then, Timmy could have sworn he saw a figure looking suspiciously like Harold Eggplant appear from behind a bush and laugh before disappearing. Had Eggplant done what he said he would? If Timmy didn't join the Hawks? Had he destroyed the Pigeons? Had he had the last laugh? Strong, silent episode. Ash just caught the last bit of
that. Bit of a cliffhanger there.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Yeah. Is manager Gary in prison? Is it going to be a little bit like making a murderer? Who knows?
Might be.
Who knows?
I don't know what that is. But
you don't watch Making a Murderer?
No.
You haven't lived. What's wrong with you? So many things wrong with you.
So many murderers to watch.
Dan, thank you very much for joining us on the Gaffer Tapes this week. Patron of the podcast, Mr. Dan Seller. Tell everyone where they can get you on Twitter and stuff.
I'm on Twitter and my at is at my underscore name is underscore Dan. Because my name is Dan, wasn't available.
Oh,
he hasn't tweeted since 2014, so I tweeted at him and was like, come on, mate.
Bastard, sort me out. And you've got a website and all that
stuff?
I have
got a website. My name is dan.co.uk, which
there
is for my design work.
Much better. Thanks very much. Well, thanks very much for Dan. Yeah, there's no podcast next week as it's international break. But we will be back a week after with another Patreon guest host. We're not quite sure who it is yet because we have to work out timings and stuff. It might be someone very funny.
Oh, great.
But it might not. Yeah, but they won't be able to beat your jokes, mate. Good. Don't worry about that. Yeah. So, yeah, get us on at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. Email us info at the Gaffer Tapes, facebook.com/thegaffertapes. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitch, except we don't Twitch. We're on all the stuff. Ash, anything else to say from back there in the room?
Goodbye.